The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody. It's all Jimmy all day long. Today we got me and we got my good friend Jim Casal. Jim is the founder of Casal Saltpeter, and he is going to talk to us about all things economy today, everything from the impact of the Me Too movement to your business to what do you do in this part of the real estate cycle, all kinds of different things. And maybe he'll even give us his thoughts on tax reform and where the economy is heading. So stick with us. We're going to have a great show for you. He's getting all plugged in and wired up. And in the meantime, I'm going to serve it up to Wanda for a second. Wanda, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Give it to me, Wanda. Well, thunder, thunder, thunder. That sure is appropriate for what's going on outside. But hey, if you want to make sure you get where you're going while it's like that outside, well, that means you got to talk to our folks at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. In Gainesville, they've got Audi. And in Key West, they've got just about everything. What they've got in common is that they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, and my mom. Happy birthday, Mom. As members of the Warren Henry family, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Sounds like we're building, Wanda.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios. Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880. TheBiz.com.
Hey, you're looking for real estate capital? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need lots of bucks for your big deal? Need little bucks for your small deal? I can help you even if it's in between. That's right. I can help my institutional friends raise money from all the big pension funds. And hey, I'm with Spectrum. We're some of the oldest private lenders here in Miami. And that means we can close your deal fast. We did $100 million last year. So if you're looking to build a house, build some townhomes, refinance your deal, build some apartments, find an apartment site, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
That's right. That's Brewster Kell, all about you. Hashtag all about you. But now we're talking about a different hashtag. We're talking about hashtag economy with my good friend Jim Casal. Jim is the founder of Casal Saltpeter. They specialize in taking mid-sized private companies and monetizing them, no?
Yes, that's exactly what we do. We help sell companies. We raise capital for companies. We do advisory work, and we help trouble companies.
Well, there you go. It seems to me like all of those may be in because the economy is shifting gears. So maybe somebody has a little trouble, and they could team up with somebody that's not having trouble, and then you could help them go forward.
the economy's in great shape right now. Contrary to what some people say, it's going to get better. It really is good. We've had a long run, maybe the longest run or the second longest run in history. So things are going great. Unemployment is at 3.8%, which is very low. Just was announced yesterday that there are more jobs available than there are people who can actually fulfill those jobs. Not the right jobs, not people with the right training, but the job market is good. So if a little bit of training, people should be able to get jobs right now.
So does that mean we're looking at inflation? Full employment usually means wages go up. When wages go up, people can pay more for what they're buying. So people figure that they can charge them more.
Well, that's what the economists would say on paper. It doesn't seem to be happening. There is some wage increase going on, wage inflation, but there's still new technologies coming in. AI is something that people are looking at. And as a result of the fact that we're losing labor with the immigration policies that are going on, it should increase the cost of labor, which will cause inflation, notwithstanding some of the new tariffs that also will cause inflation.
Well, let alone the price that they lay on the home that's already not so affordable. But anyway, so Jim, I've been reading about, we talked about a little bit about the impact of technology. I've been reading about the fact that the hospitality workers in Las Vegas are seeking to unionize because they want to defend their jobs against the automatic dealers, the automatic drink pourers, and the automatic, I guess, hosts. What's their chance of stopping technology? They sound like a bunch of Luddites to me.
Well, if you look out there, if people are familiar with the Roomba, which was the vacuum cleaner that started, and it's interesting, it's got two uses. It was developed by the Defense Department as a way to find mines, but turned into a vacuum cleaner. In hospitality, you're seeing more technology for that. You can see room service, where a robot can actually take the plate to your door, can effectively knock on your door or call you to come out and get your tray or your food out of there. So there are concerns, but these people are going to have to be retrained, which is why education is so important. STEM work is so important, and it's not being emphasized enough.
So can we bring enough education to the forefront to retrain these workers? I remember all the displacement in places. Oh, this is a great example. In Pittsburgh, when they went and they tried to get rid of all the steel industry and the dirty industry, and now it's 20, 30 years later, and there's a whole new economy raging in Pittsburgh.
Well, Pittsburgh has a tremendous tech economy. Of course, you've got good, strong universities there, which is very helpful. When you ended up with, you know, Pitt and Carnegie Mellon, it's great. Detroit is another city that's going through that resurgence. You know, one person came downtown, brought his business there, and is starting to have resurgence there. So you need good education for resurgence. You know, the sad things is it was just announced that the state of New Hampshire is actually paying people, if you'll move to New Hampshire and work from your home, a home-based business, and you're in a certain area, they'll actually pay you to move there. So cities are actually, and why is New Hampshire doing that? It's a state that's getting older and their economy is getting not in great shape, not as many jobs. And they're trying to encourage people. They need a tax base.
So then what would be your view of the impact of tax reform? It sounds to me like maybe it bought us another year or two of the recovery.
Well, tax reform to a certain extent it has made a lot of people happy. But it's not really made people in the lower strata happy. It's made the rich richer. And it's also increasing the debt at a huge amount. So it's a real problem. The money, at least, was espoused to be used for worker pay. In reality, if we now look what's happening, which was predicted by many, there's more dividends, there's more stock buybacks. Companies are not spending a huge amount on more infrastructure and more equipment and more hard goods. So it's not having the effect that was intended. Now, GDP will go up a little bit, but that may not be for a period of time. But the net result with a bigger deficit is a problem. And the government, whether it's the Democrats or Republicans, are not facing and dealing with the deficit, which is getting out of hand, nor are they dealing with the entitlement programs, which at some point have to be dealt with. They're unsustainable the way they are now.
So we balanced the budget in the early 90s was the last time we balanced the budget. Is it possible to balance the budget given our political climate and the competing focuses?
Well, it's interesting balancing the budget. Of course, in the Clinton administration, we had a couple of years of balanced budget. And before that, you'd have to go back to Miami's Charlie Zwick, who ran Southeast Bank, who was the last one before the Clinton administration too. And Charlie just passed away recently.
God bless him.
Wonderful, wonderful individual. But he was the last one before that to balance the budget when he was budget director. I've not seen any real statistics that anybody can believe that shows any time in the near or medium future will balance the budget, certainly not with the tax cuts and the growth projections that are in place right now. And I worry not for me and not for you, Jim. I worry for my grandchildren. And it's a huge problem for our grandchildren, because what we're leaving them, we've talked about it for 10 or 15 years that we're leaving our children, it's going to be really difficult.
Well, it seems like we're already doing that with the education situation and the debt that the young people come out with right now. The fact that we're not... We don't really talk politics here, but I guess here we go. The fact
no,
that
we're talking we're talking economics and the economy, which happens to be politically driven.
Okay, well, thank you for saving me there.
So we're not talking politics.
Okay, good. So then, it seems like we're not investing money in the right places when we pay our taxes, because the money that we're investing is going to pay for interest rate and not for assets to grow income. Talking like a business person, like the guy running the country is a business person.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. We don't want to talk politics. So stay away from the guy running the country. But, you know, there seems to be a move in many states where people are finally recognizing we have to pay teachers. You've got to start at a very young age, because that's the way for people to have an equal opportunity. Everybody in this country truly deserves an equal opportunity. They may not deserve the end result, the same dollar at the end. Those who work hard, who do well, should benefit from that. That's what our country's made on. But at a young age, everybody has to be given an equal opportunity. And we've got to get good teachers. We've got to pay teachers fairly, which there's, you know, we've seen recently some strikes in a few states, you know, like West Virginia and others, where we're starting to pay. So you got to start their training. And then you got to train them in the right things. You've got to train certain people with STEM, which is the science and the math. But I'm not sure everybody does need a college degree. But a plumber today, take a plumber who doesn't necessarily need to go to college, definitely needs a great math and other, because the plumber shows up at your house with a computer today. He has some tools, but the first thing he does is take his computer and plug it into your water heater. And then he has to get on the phone with technical support. It's not like the old days. He needs to be educated. He or she needs to be educated.
Well, thank you for at least expanding to the ladies. But I think that you're absolutely right that vocational training is required. And I think that the plumber who may not have gone to college still knows how to plug in a computer. I think that the plumber that hasn't gone to college still should have functional math skills. And I think that's important.
But and it's more than that. It's at every level. You know, the person who is the old waitress or the wait person or the waiter today has to have technical skills. I was walking through the Philadelphia airport a couple of days ago, and I noticed at every seat in the restaurant, there was a computer. There was a little iPad for ordering and other stuff. And the wait staff has to get that going, has to fix it when it's broke, that computer. And again, this is why some of the labor costs are not going up geometrically, because what's happening is restaurants are paying a little more, but they're reducing the staff. How are they doing it? It's technology. You know, obviously someone's still bringing the food from the kitchen out. But those orders and those payments, it even had a place to swipe your credit card. You could order right from your stand. Someone will bring your food out. It reduces the labor cost, which goes back to what you talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah. And I was just going to say, and then one of the examples they gave is that there's a bar called Robots. And guess who serves you the drinks? Robots. So I think that we're heading in a direction.
Wait, it's not nice to call those people robots. You're confused. Are those robots? I guess it depends on the amount of drinks you've had.
Well, there you go. They're mechanical intermediaries.
There you go. Yes, we got to give them a nicer title or a name.
I gave them a promotion, actually.
Like Alexa.
Well, there you go. I like her, but nobody else is naming their kids Alexa anymore. And hold that thought, because it's about time for a break. We're going to come back and talk about more hot button economic issues with our in-house, in-town Mr. Economy himself, Jim Casale, and me. Even talk about the factors that are impacting mid-sized businesses after this. Wanda, it's all yours.
We'll be right back.
All right. Well, you should be dancing, but if you're not dancing, then you should be driving. And if you're driving, well, we know who should be providing the vehicle. That's our friends at Warren Henry. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got an Audi store in Gainesville. And that's right. You know by now, they've got all kinds of great nameplates down in Key West. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, and my mom. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's dance! Yeah.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Well, listen, you know, we're talking here about what you need to do if you need some real estate capital. And, well, I know what to do. Do you? You give me a call at 305-773-6300. I know everybody from the big institutions to the fancy private lenders. In fact, I work with one of the private lenders, Spectrum. Spectrum's one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. We put out $100 million in private deals last year. Everything from home refis for international investors to pulling cash out mortgages for local real estate investors if you had poor credit, we can help you there too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. From $500,000 to $15 million for private deals and even bigger for our institutional stuff, we can help you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here again with Jim Casal. Jim is the founder of Casal Saltpeter, a local firm that helps mid-market companies raise money. So, Jim, tell me a little bit about some of the things you've been writing about in your column. You know, I read your column all the time in the Herald, and maybe you can bring some of those insights here to our listeners.
Well, I think some of the things that I've written about recently are interest rates, the increase in interest rates, and the effect that that's going to have on business. Another thing is the immigration issues that are going on right now and whether that's going to cause labor shortages. And it is causing problems right now. People aren't able to get talent that they need. And I will tell you that I talk to businesses around the country, and not that they attribute it to immigration or things, but they're attributing to the strength of the economy, the real problem in finding people at whether it's a nonprofit business, whether it's a technology business. There's a real shortage of talent out there, and it's a problem today. And it's going to be a problem going forward. The way things are without additional, as we talked about earlier, some education, some retraining, and the ability to bring in people from outside the country and keep those from the outside the country who come here, get educated, and now we're asking them to leave. It's a problem.
So then, Jim, it seems to me that as our country grays and gets older, unless we bring in younger people, we're not replacing ourselves fast enough to get that kind of multi-dimensional growth in population that we need to support us. We're seeing that in places like Japan now, aren't we?
Well, Japan, you've seen that for a long time. And what's really saved the U.S. for years is we've had that immigration to give us a couple of percent. And what people don't remember is without the increase in population, we also run into an issue in terms of not having enough people. And it's a huge problem. And it affects GDP because the growth in population, you know, drives the housing industry, drives other businesses. And you see it somewhat in Germany. And Germany's used, you know, has used a lot of technology in their factories to be able to mechanize. You're also seeing an interesting trend in China. You know, China, as a result of their one-child policy, which they've recently changed, now has a population which is aging and which will start to shrink. And if you think about it, if China really starts to shrink, and all of a sudden over the next 30 or 40 years, they're not shrinking 10 million people because they're 10 million to us is 30 or 40 or 50 million to them. It raises some interesting dynamics on their future growth.
Yes, and also what that would mean is they project themselves across the world. So, but we don't talk politics here. So, Jim, then let's talk tax policy because, or rather interest rates, I'm sorry. So as interest rates are beginning to drift up, what's going to happen as we get the inflationary pressures? Will they have enough tools to work with? Will they use those tools? Do they want inflation to, diminish the value of the federal debt?
Well, you know, there's the target rate, which they've had for probably and talked about for the last 5 or 6 years. It's been there longer at 2%. So that we're just starting to hit. As a result, they're raising interest rates. And of course, you want them to raise interest rates to a certain extent, because when we have the next recession, and we know that we're not that smart to know when it will be, but we know today we're one day closer to the next recession than we were yesterday. And you need interest rates to be able to bring them down again to try to stabilize and help. But the economy's in good shape. Interest rates have gone up, you know, what, once this year, I think. We'll probably see another 3 times this year, potentially. Although maybe it's 2, maybe it's 3. It's hard to say right now. But with employment continuing to grow, there's no reason that they will not. You know, the Fed won't increase the interest rates over the coming year.
So there have been other things that have been impacting inflation. Inflation's divided up into many different subcomponents, but energy's been going up.
Yeah, energy has been going up, which actually has been a good thing in certain respects, because we're back to it's a good thing from an economic standpoint. It may not be a good thing from an environmental standpoint, because fracking is starting again. It's forced many of the big oil companies to determine how they can bring oil out of the ground at less cost, which they've been able to do. So they're now making profit. You know, there is some rate at which energy, if you're looking at oil, needs to be at a certain price level.
I think that the number is $70 a barrel for certain technologies and maybe 100 for others?
Well, I haven't heard about the 100 recently. A lot of the fracking has come down to where it can be, you know, oil companies can make money in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Really?
The question really is at what level energy prices have to be to, without subsidies, encourage people to do solar, encourage people to do hydro and other methods. Obviously, the president at least has announced recently he's going to do more to help coal and help nuclear. You know, those technologies, you could argue, are not good, but he's trying to keep them in place. But with the Chinese and others selling solar panels at a lot less expensive, I mean, solar is a lot less expensive. And with some of the battery technologies, with companies like Tesla are leading, you know, solar and wind become something that you can use 24 hours, where before you couldn't, because batteries are retaining more and the cost is coming way down, which gives you the ability to really use those technologies as not just a backup, but as a primary source.
So we talk a lot about when is it time for me to monetize my company. Is now the time when we're looking, when we're still in the economy's buoyant, when people have good sales track records? It seems to me like now's the time to pull some dollars off the table if you've got a family-owned business.
Well, what we've been advising people is that if you're going to be looking to sell your business in the next year to 2 years, do it now. Go to market now. Because the economy will slow down at some point, maybe go into recession. Some economists are predicting at the end of 2020 we'll see that. So that's a couple of years out. Interest rates are still, notwithstanding the fact that they've gone up, at historical lows. So buyers can pay. Prices today are still at historical highs. And the reason for that, there is so much money that is pouring into private equity and into the private lending market. It's a very frothy market. So we're telling people, if you're not going to wait till the next cycle, now's the time to do it. And you don't have to sell 100% of the company. You can sell 100%. You can sell a minority stake. You can sell a majority stake, you know, and the majority could be 51% or could be 80%. So there's a second bite at the apple. But if you sell a portion, 60, 70%, you can secure your family's future. You can continue to run the business. Because keep in mind, most of the financial buyers are not operators. They're not looking to operate. They're looking to be supportive. They're looking to help. If something goes wrong, they may do regime change, as I call it. But they're not looking to operate. So you can do that. And then when there are children in the business and so much of the family's net worth is in the business, you can take some of that off the table to give the children the opportunity to continue to grow, where you can give the family that financial security to away from the business.
Well, it also seems to me to be an issue of concentration. It will give you the opportunity to diversify your assets, diversify your business focus. It seems to me now is the time to do that. You pull a little bit off, you wait for a few years and things soften up in the economy, then you deploy that back out and you get a benefit for that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, Jim, let's talk. We've only got a couple more minutes in this segment, and I really wanted to find out, first of all, we just talked about it. So if somebody wants information, gets to talk to you directly, how do they do that?
Best way to reach us is either by email or phone. My email is jcassell, that's J-C-A-S-S-E-L, at C-S, C for Cassell, S for Sam, hyphen, I-B, I for investment, B for banking.com. Or my office number is 305-438-7701.
I want to take just a second. We've had your wife on the show. We've talked about the children's bereavement group that she heads. Exactly what do they do and how do people get some information on that? Because I think it's a very important thing here in our local town.
Well, thank you very much for asking about that. My wife, Mindy, co-founded the Children's Bereavement Center. They started back almost 20 years ago with 8 children from 5 families. They do peer support for children and families that have had a loss. Today, they have 9 locations opened in South Florida, in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. They'll be opening up in Overtown probably in September, and they're opening up actually next week up in Broward County, up at, near Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School. That was not obviously a planned opening where Overtown was, but the need is so great up there with the loss that took place, horrific loss that took place to both the families that lost and frankly everybody at that school has been touched by loss. And what they do is they really help people not get over, you know, people say you don't get over loss. You know, it doesn't matter when you lose someone. So what you do is you make it part of your life, you embrace it. You try not to have it hold you back, but it's something that the program does by just having other people let you know it's okay to cry, it's normal, and different days, you'll have good days and you'll have bad days. So they do wonderful things. They're here locally. They can be found by childrensbereavement.org, and it's the Children's Bereavement Center, or Lift from Loss, which is their program. They started for adults, but you know, and older kids. So Lift from Loss or Children's Bereavement Center in Miami. And please reach out. They're here to help everybody. It's free for everybody. It costs nothing. Loss is the great equalizer. Rich or poor, it affects us all. You know, not the same, but it affects us all. And they're there to help, and they've been here now for 20 years.
Yeah, I drove past, I was up in Coral Springs, I drove past the entrance to Parkland sign, and it just gave me the chills. So I can only imagine what people up there feel. Jim, we're up against a half hour. If you like, can you stay for another segment?
Absolutely. Glad to hang around.
That's great. Well, Wanda, this is where I say, it's your turn, Wanda. Let's rock the house. Wanda, this is about as political as we get on the show, so thank you for our political song. I'm sure you've got some little outcuts with the president that you're dying to play. I know your little tongue-in-cheek humor thing going on over there. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great Audi store in Gainesville. And, of course, in Key West, they've got them all. Hey, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my gorgeous wife. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
And billions 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 and billions.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Boy, it sounds really great out there, Wanda. It's a good thing we're in here together. And oh, by the way, in case somebody needed a little cash for their real estate, they could give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a private loan? Need to close real quick? Well, hey, give us a call. One person makes the decision. We commit that day. We close in a week. Does that sound good to you? Well, it sounds good to our clients. We did $100 million worth of that stuff last year. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, we're back here. We're back with Jim Casale. Jim is the founder of Casale Saltpeter. They specialize in helping mid-market companies monetize themselves. Jim, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
So, you know, we've been talking a whole bunch of different things. And my real question is, we've seen a big run up over the last 505 days in the stock market. Is that sustainable? It's really something that is reflective more of the way the country feels than economics, or is it?
Well, I'm not sure it's just the how the country feels. Obviously, there's been a positive mood amongst business leaders. The government has cut regulations. The tax breaks have really made a material effect from a cash flow standpoint to public companies. You're seeing that with the earnings that came out first quarter. Since the economy is in good shape, companies are seeing very nice growth in terms of their cash flow, in terms of their profitability. So I think that the stock market is in pretty good shape right now. Now, there will be something that will change it. You know, we don't know what. Could be the tariffs and the trade wars that are going on. With the way that our country is dealing with what we call our friends, I'm not sure everybody does, whether it's Canada, Mexico, Germany, England, France. It's a little scary because if we start with tariffs, they'll start with tariffs, and that will have a negative effect. And I believe it'll actually cost us jobs, and that will actually hurt the stock market at some point. And the market's been volatile, depending on what has come out of Washington. And that could be from the president, from some of the people around the president, some of his personal lawyers, some of his other lawyers. Who knows what's going to come out? But that's a little scary.
Well, yes, it is. And one of the reasons that the United States has always been the international investor's favorite location is because of stability. And now as the stability kind of weakens, are people actually looking at other markets as stable places to invest more so than the United States?
Well, it's stability and predictability. You know, I think what we have now, the country is stable. The economy is in good shape. We're doing well. But I think it's the predictability. You know, when companies are making decisions, do I go out and buy equipment and they're relying on steel and all of a sudden that steel, which is coming from out of the country for them to use on their products, may or may not be available. It may be available, but at a 25% increase. and they view they can only increase the cost of their goods by a lesser percentage. It's a concern. So, and it's the inconsistent policy. You know, if we knew what the policy was and it was consistent and it didn't change every day, then you can plan for that. What you can't plan for, and I think a lot of business people are concerned about, people who support the administration and support the president, they want to know what's going to happen tomorrow and be consistent. And that will have an effect. And at some point, that'll have an effect on the market.
So let's talk about other things. You know, we've talked a little bit about the impact of technology and technology impacting the jobs market. How about technology impacting the way that the financial markets work? Because you've got all this flash trading and all these other things, and it really works fast. It moves fast. It moves a lot. What's up with that?
Well, I'm someone who likes to go back to the old days when you went into this, you know, you went into New York. And you went into the New York Stock Exchange and there were all these people yelling and screaming. And at the end of the day, you had to come in with a big, you know, broom and a garbage can to pick up all the paper. And they had nice, you know, little jackets on
all different
the men
colors.
And the women. And it, you knew what it was. That's the old days. Today, you can sit on your boat somewhere in the Mediterranean and you can be trading billions of dollars, you know, through your laptop and everything's wonderful. So it's obviously a lot faster than it's ever been. The information is quicker. The market is broader. And then there's been a big sea change from where people bought a lot of individual stocks. Today, it's being bought by mutual funds. It's being bought by ETFs and things of that nature. And that's a very different situation. And the hedge fund that's a fundamental purchaser that, you know, buys individual stocks, it's tough for them, especially in the market that we've had.
But it seems to me that that technology improvement that allows the person to do the currency trading and do $1 billion worth of bond trading and stock trading from their boat, well, that's what's driving a lot of the real estate here in South Florida and in other destination locations. And I got to also believe that the elimination of, or the mitigation of, the property tax deduction is also driving people away from the historic industrial north and into more easy places to live.
Well, it's more than just the real estate taxes that are bringing down people from states like New York and Connecticut, New Jersey into Florida. It's the income tax. I mean, we're blessed here in Florida not to have an income tax. In New Jersey, they not only have an estate tax, but they have an inheritance tax. So they get it on both sides. It's one of the few states that has that. Some states have inherited, some have the other. So, you know, Florida has been fortunate that because of that, we've got many people who are saying, you know, I don't have to live in New York anymore, or I can go to New York 6 or 8 or 10 weeks a year and I can live in Florida. And it's a very comfortable place to be as long as you don't, you know, stay up at night thinking about global warming and the net effect of the rising seas.
It's only gone up 5 inches in the last few years. We got plenty of room to go. I know guys that are just going to build another floor in their building, and it's going to be okay.
They're going to be waterfront on the second floor.
Such a deal.
Canoe. You just dock it to the, you know, to the balcony.
Such a deal. It's waterfront amenities all around. So, Jim, we've only got a couple of minutes here left, and I want to kind of go back to some of the things that we talked about earlier. We may have some people that have just tuned in. You mentioned full employment and the impact on the economy. Let's talk a little bit more about the difficulty people are having hiring the right people right now.
Well, you know, I think one of the challenges, and I've talked to people, is sometimes you just have to hire younger with less experience than you want, and you have to bring them in and train them, which means you have to make an investment. A lot of businesses the last few years have not been willing to make that training investment, but, you know, they couldn't. The economy was not in great shape. But today, to get talent, if you know, it's great if you're coming out of college today. You know, you got a good education, you get that first job, and if you can get an employer who's willing to really help you and train you and bring you to that, you know, get you that experience quicker.
Well, I agree with you completely. I mean, I'm in the real estate business, and I always tell the young people that the real estate business is a mentorship business. But I think the business of life is a mentorship business. And the most important thing that you can get out of college, or get when you're coming out of college, is a first or second job with somebody that's going to take you under the wing and help you get your foot in the door. And I would have to believe that you'll respond with sticking with that company, growing, and perhaps they'll select you to lead the company someday, and that's still the way to go.
But there's been a change with young people with that. You know, years ago, if someone was 35 years old and you saw on their resume 3 or 4 jobs, you were very concerned about what was wrong with them. Today, when you see someone who's 32 who's been out of college for 10 years, it's not unusual to see 4 jobs on their resume, and you don't think anything of it because they're very willing to move. They move up. They look for startups. They go other places. They go with big companies, small. They're absolutely willing to make those moves where years ago, you wouldn't have touched someone like that.
Yeah, but things evolve. I remember when I was afraid to wear brown shoes. Now I wear brown shoes. I was who are you? What's your identity? You can only do one thing. Now I carry three business cards and do like five or six different things. So I got to believe that the technology really allows you to do those things and helps you be more productive. And that's what it's all about.
It is. And, you know, and the young people coming out today are so much better trained from a technology standpoint. You know, some of us had to learn, when we came out of school, there was no technology, or the technology was an IBM 360, the ones you saw in the movies with the reel-to-reels and things of that nature.
Hey, I remember when you fed them cards.
Yes, card to tape back in the day. But, you know, that's changed. So you're getting really well-educated kids, very well-trained from a technology standpoint, and they're looking to advance and they don't want to be held back.
So then it sounds to me like the best company is something that's sort of like a person. It's living, it's breathing, it's evolving, it's changing. And that's sort of where you guys come in, isn't it?
It is. You know, we get involved with companies like that and then help them maybe raise capital to grow. We help them when they're ready to recap. But it's very important to find good companies with good people. And to a lot of companies, when you're selling companies, the biggest asset, notwithstanding you might be in manufacturing or technology, is really the people. Because the companies don't run themselves alone.
Yeah, I remember when my wife's company, her local company she was working with, got purchased. They fired everybody except one person, my wife. Why? She was the top salesperson for years and years and years. And there was no way that they could replace her with a call center.
Well, it's interesting because in today's economy with the unemployment and, you know, where it is, if a company wants to buy another company and one of the synergies is to eliminate headcount, they're not doing it as much as they were because they can't. And if they do, most of those people can easily find jobs today. It's not when the economy is bad and all of a sudden 50 jobs were lost, there were 50 unemployed people for an extended period of time. They're probably, if they're good people, they'll have a job, you know, before the door is shut or the ink dries.
Yeah, well, I think that the most important thing in today's world where folks are looking for jobs is, or where they're at or where they're unhappy, is to match up where their head is at with their job. And the most important thing there, I think, is values. What do you talk about to the leaders of the company about the values and the system that they have in place and the ability to attract and retain employees there?
Well, we've talked recently, and I wrote an article recently about the Me Too issue, because that's affecting middle market businesses as well as big businesses. And it really is more than just the Me Too. It's the sensitivity towards all of your employees, treating them with dignity and respect and, you know, equality, whether it's male or female, you know, or anything else, any minority or what have you. You've got to treat everybody equally. And when I say treat everybody, you got to treat everybody decently equally. Because as one person jokingly said, I treat everybody equally. I treat them all the same, which was not good in his particular case. So it's got to be, and people won't stand for that today. And they don't have to stand for that. They can leave. So that's certainly something that's very important. And then doing the right thing with people. You know, if you compensate them properly, if you communicate with them properly, if you give them opportunity, you know, some people want to grow and build. There are other people who are very happy in a certain slot at a company. And, you know, you don't try to move them out of that. They're doing really well. They're a role player. You know, it's like a baseball team. There are some people who are going to be the home run hitters. But you need some people who are just role players, who are just journeymen, who every day they block and they tackle and they do their job. So, you know, finding the right people, putting them in the right, and helping them out. They have a family problem, helping out that family member. I'm always impressed walking through a factory when a CEO knows everybody on the factory floor and then talks about their wives and their kids and has helped them and whatever else.
Yeah, you know, I got to believe that the number one person to work for is the person that cares about you. It seems to me, you know, I talk about it a lot. We have Bruce on the show. We talk about it's all about them. I got to believe that that's the same way that the owner of a business has to operate.
The good owners do that. The good owners are not narcissistic. They're out there looking to help their people, to make their people better, to better educate them. It's just so important.
Jim, I want to thank you so much for coming out today. Your information's always spot on. It always helps us deal with the economy. And I got to tell you, it always helps frame things just right for me. I want to thank you for being on. I'm looking forward to the next time you're on.
Thank you very much, Jim.
All right, Juan, it looks like it's your time, then our time. So let's start with your time. Oh, you're playing the Love Fest music because you know I got one with the guy that was just on, Wanda. I love that guy. Jim Cassell, one of South Florida's true treasures and a real gift to us all. Hey, you know what else is a true treasure for South Florida? Our friends at Warren Henry. That's right, because not only do they sell cars, but they're involved in all kinds of community things, including the National Kidney Foundation, which they really were impactful with Vivian and I. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got an Audi store up in Gainesville. And of course, we all know by now, their store in Key West has all the great name brands. They've got exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
All right. Hey, looking for some real estate capital? Need somebody to solve your problem and it takes money and they have to close fast? Well, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm with Spectrum, and Spectrum, South Florida's one of South Florida's largest private lenders. We did about $100 million worth of deals last year for people just like you. We help people pull cash out of their homes. We help them pull cash out of their commercial real estate. I've helped people capitalize small real estate deals, 2, 3, 4-unit deals. I've helped people capitalize $100 million deals. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Let me put my expertise to work for you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back for our final segment. I wanted to touch base and have some time with you today, Wanda. Did you have fun today?
I did.
What'd you think about Jim? He's always got some great insights.
I do enjoy his time here.
And the other thing I like is that we always get a chance to talk about the Children's Bereavement Society that his wife put together. And that's extraordinarily important.
Great work.
It is great stuff. So what's been going on today, Wanda? What do you got back there for me?
Oh, I don't know what I've got back here except nothing but fun and Polo.
Oh, well, hey, Polo, how's it going? Is Polo still jumping around back there?
No, he's calmed down.
Oh, well, that's
Thanks
good.
For taking him out for
it's
me.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem. I love the little puppy dog.
Yeah.
So, Wanda, how's it going with the podcasts?
The podcasts, we have more interesting podcasts. In fact, now we're starting to venture from the podcast into books.
Oh, that's great.
Books on audiobooks. So
that's
been kind of cool. People have brought that. It's morphing into new and exciting things.
I know. I've got a client that's really interested. They're going to come in here and we're going to do a whole bunch of podcasts with them. That's right.
We're
going to do a series of podcasts with one of my clients. It's very exciting. So we're looking forward to that. And then when we put some of that on the show, we'll put some of that on the internet and we'll put some of that on his website. And that's how we go.
I just love it. It's fun playing in the studio and putting stuff together. So
we're going to have a whole day and a half with that here. It'll be great. Probably a couple of weeks, so maybe you can give me some tips on that.
Oh, I'll be here just watching.
Okay, great. So then, let's see what else is going on.
How's Viv?
Viv is doing good. She's very strong. Vivian is continuing to improve.
Viv,
we're waiting to get some tests back, and we're hoping that the tests are going to show us some indications of good news that we're seeing outside. We're hoping that the numbers are going to support it because she's really been doing great. She's got 100% of her kidney is working. In fact, I believe that if they needed to plumb the Everglades or move some water down through the Everglades, you could probably use that kidney. And thanks again to Betty DeMartini for donating. We didn't even know Betty What a lovely,
delightful... Are we ever going to get her on? Is she just still so shy?
She's sort of shy in private. She wasn't in this for PR. She was in this for love.
Well, it's not about the PR. It's about, we want to hear about the experience, what it was like.
Well, maybe you can ask Vivian, and Vivian can reach out to her. Okay. Vivian's listening. Why don't you ask her?
Vivian, if you don't mind... It really would make a great show.
I think it'd be great, and I'd love to
have
Betty
on. Or at least a great
on.
Segment. We don't need her for a lengthy time.
Well, maybe we can get her here, and we can maybe throw a party for the kidney.
Why not? Maybe we'll change her name to protect her privacy.
Or we won't show her on Facebook.
That's true.
Well, like,
we put a mask on.
We can't change her name. Everybody knows who it is.
Oh, yeah.
She's that lovely lady that came out of nowhere that we found on Craigslist that donated a kidney to Vivian, who she didn't even know, but who we know she researched. You know, that's something we found out later, is that she kind of looked, and she wanted to make sure that she gave her kidney to somebody that was spiritual.
Good.
And somebody that was working hard, that wasn't just waiting. And we all know how hard Vivian worked on this.
Mm-hmm. And you.
Well, thank you so much.
All right.
It shows you I can close just about anything. If I can find that, I can find just about anything. A real estate capital, kidneys, I'm in there for that stuff.
He's persistent.
I am. Mm-hmm. I'm focused. I'm driven. And I'm full of love, too.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll
Wanda,
leave that.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. Well, I love Polo. You're not so bad yourself. We've
thank
had
you.
A great time. I'm looking forward to continuing to build content. I love the content you put together for the morning show. I'm looking to do more. Looking forward to do morning show again the next time that they make it available to us.
They better stay healthy, boy.
Well, I'm telling you, all I can say is that the folks on the morning show do a great job. We
they
are not
do.
Looking to replace them. We're merely looking to support them.
We just want to have fun.
Well, we do have fun.
We do.
We have a great time.
Another reason to have some more fun on the radio.
Hey, maybe we could do a segment there before we did more morning show. You never know.
Maybe we could do a holiday special.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I love
the Jim and Wanda holiday special.
Well, I've got my red and my green. I've got my red, white, and blue. I've got my blue and my white. I've got everything. So I think we're pretty set for all the holidays.
I think we could do it.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank our sponsors. Of course, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And we've got a new one, too, Wanda.
What?
That's right. Real Connects. Our folks, Real Connects.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Roy. Real Connects. You heard Roy last week. He'll be on again real soon. And, of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at me, at Jim Fried. You tweet at the show, at Fried on Business. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We're on YouTube. The website, thanks to Robert Pitts, gets lots and lots of hits, more every week. You can find the website at friedonbusiness.com. If you missed today's show, it'll be up probably tonight or tomorrow. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8 a.m. on Thursday at 6. We're going to have my friends on that are analyzing the condo market in South Florida and finding interesting ways to invest. You're going to want to make sure you hear that one. Why do I do it? I do it because I just love it. That's right.
And you're so good at it.
Oh, thank you so much, Wanda. Can't say that myself. Hey, remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other person finds an excuse. So you know what I say here? I say, hey, everybody, go out there and make it happen.
Yeah.
Wanda, it's all yours.
Many friends that are liberal, and I think they're wonderful people. I have friends that are wonderful business people.
Jim Fried.
I have friends that are very wealthy people. I have many, many friends who are women.
And I have some very smart friends who don't agree with me.
And Wanda Miles.
Who happens to be African-American. You know, I have a friend.
On 880, The Biz.
Big guy, one of the biggest in the world. I have a friend. He's a very, very substantial guy.
Away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.